Joining us now on the radio sports page, it is Newton baseball coach Darren Tisdale. And Darren, thanks for taking time to chat with us today.
All right, yeah, thank you for having me.
So where are you from?
I'm originally from Newton. From here, graduated in 1994. So dad came here to teach in 1969. So born and raised here and back teaching for the last 14 years. And then, able to coach off and on the last 14 years since I started teaching. And then last year I decided to apply for the head baseball coaching job that had opened up. Previously I'd coached freshman baseball way back when I was in college with my dad. He was a freshman coach. And then I also, when I started teaching again, coached freshman for a couple years and then was a co-head coach with Pat Riley. And then I had a daughter that was born and then I wanted to get a master's degree. So okay. I just took some time off recently and came back and started coaching freshman baseball 2 years ago. And now here I am, a head varsity coach.
Okay. Now, I assume baseball coach, you've had to play baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was that like for you?
Yeah, I think earliest experiences I always was interested in all sports, baseball. I had some pretty, good times playing when I was younger, pretty successful at it. So I always thought, if I could, continue to play, I thought I had a chance, playing at a higher level. So that was the one sport, even though I loved basketball and football at the same time, I just felt baseball was the way to go. So I just chose that route. Grew up here, played Little League and Babe Ruth and high school baseball. I think one thing that maybe triggered me was we went to a 10-year-old tournament in Ottumwa and we won that tournament. And I thought, this is a pretty cool sport. I think I really like it. And then, had a coach Stoffers. He was here as a high school coach. I was able to, play on the varsity team as a freshman. He brought me up to pitch and play shortstop. So again, I thought, man, I'm, doing pretty well with this sport. And then I went on to play college baseball at a small college out in North Carolina, St. Andrews Presbyterian College. Gary Swanson was a coach out there, and that was a connection. He was a graduate from Newton, I believe, in 1977. So that's how I ended up out there for a couple years as an NAIA school. And then ended up transferring here to Grandview and played for Lou Yasenich over at Grandview for 2 years to finish up my college career. And then I just played around Newton as well with Gary's brother, actually. Doug Swanson ran a team, the Newton A's, a really competitive group of guys I played with there, learned a lot. We won a state championship, I believe, in 1999 as a semi-pro team in the area. So we were one of the better teams in the state. So learned a lot playing with those guys. And I kept playing throughout, until I was probably about 40. I played in men's leagues, some fast pitch softball as well.
We're talking to Newton boys baseball coach Darren Tisdale. And Darren, did you always play the same position?
I would say in college, our college coach made a point. If you can learn multiple positions, you got more opportunity to play. So through Little League, Babe Ruth High School, I pretty much was shortstop, pitcher, third base, and same in college at Grandview. Out in North Carolina as a freshman, I played a little first base, second base as well. And then, as a semi-pro baseball player, men's league player later on, I played third base and shortstop and pitched and second base as well, a little outfield here or there. So that's the nice thing about coaching. In my knowledge and skills, it's not just that I was, a one position player. So I got a lot of insight that I can provide to players, and get them to feel comfortable and understand the positions, because I had the opportunity and played a bunch of those positions and learned the ins and outs. So that's one thing I feel I bring to a baseball program versus a coach maybe that was just a pitcher in high school or college, or a shortstop always in high school, college. So
I assume you're going to want your players to kind
exactly.
of do that as well?
Exactly. We got a lot of players that can fit in multiple positions looking at the roster and their skill sets. So, our infielders, I want them to be able to rotate around from second to short, short to third, and even go to the outfield. And as what I feel, what I did, what I know, it taught me about when I'm playing shortstop, I know what it's like for that outfielder to have to find a cutoff, the cutoff guy. Or I know what it feels like to listen to the infielder's call out direction, So I feel like, knowing different positions helps you at your main position. Knowing the positions around you and what goes on and what it looks like from that position helps you as a player. So definitely want to be able to move guys around in different positions. And then as we, you know, as high schools develop the pitch count rule, you oftentimes are going to have to move. You can't pitch guys very many innings. So you're going to have multiple pitchers per game. And then with that, you're going to have to maybe bring a shortstop in to pitch and have to move the second baseman to short. And thus the pitcher fits more at second base. So, yeah, you're going to teach kids how to play multiple positions. We got a small roster of kids. You know, if you had a larger roster of kids, you could maybe specialize kids a little more.
You said you looked at the roster a little bit. You know much about them offensively or defensively or anything?
I would say, yeah, offensively we need to just improve in the areas of making contact. I know that the average team average could be better. That's one of our goals this year, reduce strikeouts and then look to steal bases. Last year they stole a fair amount of bases, but if we can get on base, reduce some strikeouts. I don't think we have a lot of guys that are going to hit home runs, triples, doubles. So we'll be a singles doubles team, so we're going to have to learn to bunt and steal bases, move runners over to create offense. But the first thing is we got to cut down on our strikeouts. We've looked at those stats and know that's one of the areas we need to improve on first. If we get the ball in play, you know, get runners on, then we'll have a chance. Like I said, we're not going to hit a ton of home runs as a team.
And have you looked at your pitching? You think it's pretty solid?
Pitching, we have a lot of we actually have a large roster of pitchers. Right now in our open gym sessions, we have, I believe it's 14 pitchers that we're working with right now. You definitely want to give all your younger guys a chance. So there's some younger guys that right now we're going to give a chance to, and maybe they end up pitching as seniors, maybe they don't. And then we have in that grouping, I don't think we have anybody who's going to strike a ton of guys out. So in terms of pitching, we're going to, you know, we're really working on reducing our walks and trying to create a strikeout to walk ratio of a pitcher throwing, getting around 2.5 to 3 strikeouts per batter they walk. So let's say a guy throws, it'd be really good if they threw, you know, had 60 strikeouts and they would walk just 20 batters. That's a really good high school pitcher. So you want to be around that area. I mean, 50% is not bad. You know, strike out 40, walk 20. That's an improvement. We can get better. If we can get better than that, that's great. But yeah, pitch to contact, but you know, just don't throw the ball down the middle of the plate to pitch contact. Pitch to good location where it's going to get weak contact, and we can field the ball and get outs. Because like I said, we're not going to throw it 85 or 90 miles an hour and blow it by guys, you know, leaving the ball in the middle of the zone and being okay with that. So but yeah, we have multiple pitchers, and I think they all can do a good job. Yeah, they just have to work a little bit on their mechanics and get their release points more consistent to keep the ball where we want in the zone so hitters don't, you know, hit it hard.
All right, well, we'll look forward to seeing what transpires out on the field. When's your opener, you know?
Home opener is May 23rd. I believe our first game's May 19th. So, yeah, excited for people to come out and watch and cheer on the boys.
All right, well, hey, thanks for spending time with us. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
That's your new Newton High School boys head baseball coach, Darren Tisdale, on the Lely Radio Sports page.